All right, let's dive in. Today we're tackling motivation, or maybe more accurately, how to rediscover it.
Definitely a topic most of us can relate to.
You shared a super interesting article called Rediscovering Your Motivation, 7 Simple Strategies to Get Back on Track, and we're going to break those down, starting with, you know, the fact that everyone feels those motivation dips sometimes, right?
Absolutely. It's normal.
Totally. So it's not about, like, never feeling unmotivated, but about knowing how to get back on track.
Exactly. Having a plan.
Okay, so strategy number 1 is reflecting on your why. I'm really curious about this one. Figuring out your deepest reasons for doing something.
Think of it like setting your internal GPS.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. If you don't know why you're on this journey, it's super easy to get lost.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
But then what happens when your why changes over time? The article mentioned that our values and goals can shift, which I definitely feel happens.
Right. It's definitely not a set it and forget it kind of thing. Like, checking in with yourself regularly is important.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So how often do you think people should reevaluate?
At least once a year, I'd say. But really, anytime you feel that nudge like something's off, it might be time to adjust.
So it's more like a compass that needs recalibrating. Okay. That's a good analogy. Speaking of figuring things out, the article talks about mind mapping to clarify your why. Have you ever used that?
Oh, yeah. All the time. It's great.
What is it exactly for people who haven't heard of it?
So it's like creating a visual roadmap for your motivation. It taps into how our brains, you know, naturally make connections. And you start with that central why and branch out.
So it's visual, like actually drawing it out.
Exactly. It can help.
Interesting. So instead of just like having a vague idea, you're actually mapping it out.
Yeah, connecting the dots.
Okay, makes sense. All right, strategy number 2 is break it down with lists. Now, this one is totally me. I'm a huge list person.
Oh, lists are great. Your brain loves those manageable chunks.
Right. You mean like breaking things down into smaller steps?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because big goals can be overwhelming.
Right, totally. I get so intimidated sometimes.
But then if you break them down into smaller, actionable tasks, it's suddenly much more doable.
So it's like turning climb Mount Everest into pack your backpack, research the route, and so on.
Exactly. Love that analogy. And don't underestimate checking things off.
Oh, the satisfaction.
It's a little dopamine hit, that sense of accomplishment.
I am all about the check marks.
Mm-hmm.
But the article really stressed making those lists detailed, granular even. Why is that so important?
Well, think about it. Would you set out on a road trip with a map that only showed major cities?
I mean, I guess, technically.
You need those smaller towns, those landmarks to guide you. Your list should be the same, you know? Granular enough for a clear roadmap.
Okay, no skipping steps. I like it. Now I'm curious about strategy number 3. Leverage technology. Do you use productivity apps to stay motivated?
Oh, for sure. There are so many great tools out there these days.
The article specifically mentions Trello, Evernote, and Slack. Can we break those down for our listener? Starting with Trello, what do you think?
I think Trello is amazing for projects, especially if you're collaborating with others. It's all about that visual organization, which I know some people really respond to. Boards, lists, cards, keeps everything on track.
Yeah, I'm a visual person. I totally get that. So if you're someone who loves like moving things around virtually, Trello's for you.
Exactly. Now, Evernote is a little different. It's more of a personal hub. Notes, to-do lists, storing articles. Plus, it syncs across devices. Super handy.
And you were saying earlier you like keeping notes on your phone, right? Evernote could be your new best friend.
Huh, could be. And finally, there's Slack. Mostly for team communication.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Is it really a motivator, though? Seems more like a work thing.
Well, it's for communication. I think it definitely creates a more motivated environment. Like, keeps everyone on the same page, you know?
Okay, so even if you're not on a team project, you could use Slack to connect with others for motivation.
Interesting.
Absolutely. You could even create channels for your personal goals, share updates with an accountability partner, or just find inspiration from others.
That opens up some possibilities. Speaking of inspiration, that's our next strategy, right?
Yeah, this is where we tap into those external sparks.
Totally. Sometimes inspiration comes from the most unexpected places. Like the other day, I was listening to this podcast.
Oh, what kind of podcast?
It was an interview with this entrepreneur, and her story was just so inspiring.
What was so inspiring about it?
Well, she had overcome some incredible obstacles to build this successful business. And it made me realize that challenges are just part of the journey.
I love that. That's the beauty of inspiration. It can really have a profound impact on us.
The article mentions The Daily Boost and Courage and Spice for inspiration. Have you ever checked those out?
I have. The Daily Boost is great for like those quick tips, personal growth, professional growth. It's like a daily dose of motivation.
Also, what about Courage and Spice?
Courage and Spice is more for people struggling with self-doubt or facing challenges. They share stories of people who have overcome incredible odds.
Wow, that sounds really powerful.
It is. And speaking of overcoming odds, look at us. We've already covered 4 strategies.
That's right. We are on a roll.
Ready for strategy number 5?
Let's do it.
This one is all about pausing and reflecting.
You know, I think it's something we could all use a little more of, especially with how busy life can get.
It's true. It's so easy to just keep going and going.
Yeah, you get caught up in the hustle and forget to just, like, breathe.
Exactly. And that's where reflection comes in. It helps us to take a step back.
The article suggests actually imagining a specific scenario. Like, remember that time you achieved something relevant to the listener? What's the point of that?
It's about remembering those moments of success.
Oh, okay.
Reconnecting with that feeling of accomplishment, no matter how big or small the achievement was.
So it's not just about dwelling on the past. It's more about using those past experiences to fuel future motivation.
Exactly. And to remind yourself what you're capable of.
Okay, I like that. But honestly, one thing I'm really bad at is celebrating those wins.
A lot of people are, but celebrating milestones, even the small ones, can really help reinforce that sense of progress.
Oh, that's a good point. I guess it's like giving yourself permission to acknowledge how far you've come. All right, strategy number 6, accountability. Now this one, I used to struggle with this big time. Procrastination was like my middle name.
Oh, I hear you. Procrastination can be a real challenge. What helped you overcome it?
Honestly, getting an accountability buddy.
That makes sense. Having someone to check in with regularly can make a huge difference.
It did for me. It was like having a cheerleader in my corner, you know.
It provides that external motivation that sometimes we just need.
Definitely. It's powerful. Mm. But I imagine it could be tough to find the right person for that role, like somebody you trust and who gets your goals.
It is. It's important to find the right fit. But there are also other ways to create accountability. Things like setting deadlines for yourself or making your goals public.
Oh, yeah. Like announcing it on social media or something.
Exactly. Or telling your friends and family.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's really about finding what works best for you, whether it's a person or a system or just making a commitment.
Right. And speaking of support systems, that leads us nicely to the final strategy, considering coaching. You mentioned feeling stuck earlier. Have you ever thought about working with a coach?
I haven't, but I've always been curious. The article makes a good point about the benefits of an outside perspective, like someone to help you see things you might be missing.
It can be so valuable. It's like having a personal trainer for your goals. They can help you identify those blind spots, challenge limiting beliefs.
Oh, yeah. I need help with that sometimes.
And ultimately, they help you reach your full potential.
Okay, that sounds amazing. It's a little nerve-wracking, though, I think, to open up to someone like that.
I get it. It can feel vulnerable. But finding the right coach, someone you connect with and who really understands you, can be incredibly rewarding.
The article mentioned different types of coaching, like creative coaching, business coaching, personal development.
Exactly. There's a coach out there for just about everything these days.
Wow. So many options.
And the key is finding the right fit for you, someone who aligns with your values and goals and can really help you move forward.
You know, as we've been talking about these 7 strategies, I'm realizing how personal motivation really is.
It is. There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
What works for me might not work for you and vice versa.
Exactly. Which is why having this toolbox of strategies is so important.
So we can try things out and see what works best for us, and then we can use those tools to build a more motivated, fulfilling life.
That's the goal. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel super inspired and times when you feel totally stuck.
The ups and downs.
But that's okay. The important thing is to keep moving forward. And with these strategies in your toolkit, you can navigate those challenges and create a life you truly love.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired already. What's the one thing you want our listener to take away from today's deep dive?
That motivation is not something we're just at the mercy of. It's something we can cultivate. We have the power to shape it.
I love that. It's empowering. It really is. Like, we don't have to just wait for motivation to strike. We can actually, like, create it.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive on rediscovering motivation, what's one thing you would challenge our listener to do based on everything we've talked about?
That's a good question. I'd probably ask them to think about one small step they can take, like today, to reconnect with that motivation.
I love that. It doesn't have to be this huge, overwhelming thing.
Right. It can be tiny. Just one intentional action is something to move them closer to, you know, a more motivated, fulfilling life.
Yeah, it could be as simple as like writing down your why, or maybe breaking down a big task into those smaller steps we talked about.
Totally. Or finally reaching out to that potential accountability buddy, or just taking 5 minutes to reflect on a recent win, anything.
Exactly. Even the smallest step can make a difference.
It can set off a chain reaction, you know?
Oh, I like that. A chain reaction of motivation.
Leading to bigger and bolder changes.
Well, this has been such a great conversation. I feel way more motivated to tackle my own goals now.
Me too. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We all have those ups and downs with motivation.
That's so true.
So keep experimenting, keep exploring, and keep that fire burning.
We're cheering you on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive on motivation.